You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
A few changes have been made to the Houston Astros roster as they are trying to get back on track just in time for the stretch run. So let's see if that works. We'll talk about that with Brian McTaggart. I'm Allison Footer. Tags, okay, let's start with the designation of assignment of Carlos Gomez. I try to fancy that up a little bit. But basically, Carlos Gomez was dropped. So what did Luno say about it yesterday, and what were the main reasons for that?
Well, I think it all came down to production. I mean, he hasn't produced in the year he was here with the Astros. I mean, his numbers across the board last year and this year, combine them together, weren't good. And, of course, this year he had a little flashes here and there, grand slam, but – you know, after the game Monday night where he botched two fly balls in a row, I think it was pretty clear at that point that it was really hard to justify playing him again. And, of course, they ended up DFAing him. But Luno said that that Gomez didn't live up to what they thought he would, which obviously he didn't. I mean, they got him to, you know, try to help him get deep in the playoffs. He was injured in September. He did hit a home run in the wild card game. But, he just for a guy that was two years ago getting All-Star votes and a Gold Glover, it's just pretty startling to see his game drop off that dramatically. So not a surprise, and I think a move that had to be done.
Yeah, I think that the defensive gaffes have to have been a huge part of this. I mean, it's one thing. He definitely wasn't hitting, so I don't want to gloss over that. But the fact that he was playing terrible defensively, I mean, when you're not going well at the plate, there's a lot of things you can do to help win ball games, and that's running hard at first, being a smart base runner, and playing good defense. And he really, it's like his head wasn't in the game. I mean, is that being too harsh?
No, I think you're right. I mean, losing a fly ball off the bat, I mean, that stuff happens. But when it comes just after you let one skip past you, it makes you wonder if his head is in the game. And they said, you know, also Marisnik has been playing better and pushed him a little bit. So basically he's losing his job to a guy that was hitting .224. But Marisnik's doing all the things that Gomez didn't do. I mean, he runs down everything in the outfield. Starting to hit a little bit since July. He was hitting over .300. So, you know, credit to Jake for kind of pushing it a little bit. But I asked Jeff specifically if Monday was kind of the last straw, and he said no, it was a lot of things. But I certainly believe that after that game Monday that probably a decision was made that they had to do something.
Okay, so on a happier note, Jose Altuve is approaching 1,000 career hits. He's doing it at I don't want to say a record pace, but you had a good stat out there the other day that only two players, was it Ichiro and Pujols, that got to 1,000 in fewer games than Altuve might be on pace for?
Active players,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what more can we say about that? Yeah, so tell us about that.
Yeah, he's just amazing. He went 4-for-4 on Tuesday, and then his first four bats on Thursday in game one, he has three hits. So, you know, he probably will get 1,000 by the end of the weekend. And I know we've seen numbers comparing it to how quickly Biggio and Pete Rose got there, and he's done it faster, he's done it younger. And you're starting to wonder now if this is a guy who's going to be, you know, we're talking in 12, 13 years getting 3,000 hits. I mean, he's on pace to have his third 200-hit season. And, you know, put that in perspective, Biggio had one, and here is Altuve. You know, he's probably going to go way past 200 hits again this year. So I don't know what else to say about the guy. I mean, you throw him a pitch over the plate, he hits it. He's got a small strike zone. You know, his bat-to-ball skills are great. You know, he's got this power thing going now. To me, he's the MVP. I mean, you can talk about Machado and Trout and Josh Donaldson, and you know, they're all in the race. But this guy's just he's on base almost every time, it seems like.
Yeah, it is. It's really amazing. I know I keep making you talk about him, and we're running out of things to say.
I don't know what
you really can't. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the fact that he could get his 3,000 hits in his age 37 season is just insane. It's just, okay, it's nuts. So let's move on from that. I don't jinx him. Mr. Gurriel, I think he's coming. Is he coming up? The Astros have a really, really long, drawn-out homestand that will last exactly two games, and it's against the St. Louis Cardinals. So it's a night game and a day game, and then they head out again on the road. Is that when he's going to be up?
Yeah, no one said anything for sure, but all signs are pointing to Tuesday. He's in Corpus Christi, as we know, and I think he'll play there through Sunday. They go on the road. And so I think at that point that they'll slide him over to Houston and get him going. And, it'll be interesting to see. You know, we've been waiting for this for a long time. And it's just, you don't know what to expect from this guy. You know, I think when Bregman came up, I think we all expected him to be a pretty good hitter. And it took him a while to get going, a long while. But, you know, he's really settled in and doing a nice job here the last few games. Gurriel, we don't know. I mean, he's got a great track record in Cuba. But you just never know how that's going to translate up here. I mean, he could come in and be at all-star level, or he could come in and be another one of these guys they bring up and it struggles. So it's really hard to say. I'm anxious just to kind of see what he's all about and what he's got.
Yeah, I mean, there really is no way to gauge this, right? So he just, hit the cover off the ball in Cuban baseball. We have absolutely no way. We've seen a lot of guys that have made the transition very well. From when they're playing in leagues that are other than the major leagues. And I mean, Ichiro is standing out to all of us, somebody who's successful in the Japanese league and here. But there's really no way. I mean, major league fastballs are unlike anything anybody's ever seen, right? Even in the Cuban league, which is, in Cuban baseball, which is really, really high rate.
Yeah, and the breaking balls, too. I mean, a lot of these young guys who've come up and struggled for the Astros, I know Gurriel's not a young guy, but White and Reed, I mean, they're not getting fastballs to hit. They're getting steady diets of breaking balls, and until they can start hitting them, they're not going to get anything to hit. So you just wonder where Gurriel's at. I mean, he's 32 years old, so he's done a lot of things in the game, and he's probably seen a lot of different styles of pitchers. He did play in Japan for a while, but who knows? I'm kind of excited to see what he's got.
Yeah, and I want to end this on I'm not asking you to comment on this because we've already gushed about him. But the one thing that I did just pop in my mind, and I saw this on Twitter, so it must be true, that Altuve has more four-hit career games, or as many four-hit career games right now as Lance Berkman did in his career. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. I know that he has more. I think he has already half of what Biggio had. So
that's insane.
More than Berkman. That's pretty amazing.
He's in his fifth season. He's surpassing
these
guys for their
career. Numbers all day. His numbers on the road this year are mind-boggling. I mean, I think in the last month he's hitting like 550 on the road. I mean, who does that? It's just crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, wow. What a fun guy to watch. And he doesn't seem to have changed at all in terms of the person he is and the approach he has to the game. So, good times. Okay, well.
I would say he has developed into – I really have seen him develop into more of a leader than this year than I ever have, with the way he's taken charge of some things. But he's still the smiling little guy we saw and pop out in Wrigley Field in his first year and soaking it all in.
Yeah, what was that one game that Fiers was yelling at Hinch and Hinch was yelling at Fiers to make your pitches? He had lifted them early and somebody had like kind of informed Altuve what was going on, and he scurried over there to like say something wise. I'm watching this on TV at home with everybody else, but it seems like he came in to defuse the situation a little bit. That's leadership, right?
Yeah, it was the Fires game in Oakland where he didn't like coming out, and Altuve went over there and talked to him, and Gomez did too, and because Gomez knows Fires pretty well from the Brewers days. But Altuve got involved and pretty much said, this is not the time and place to do this kind of stuff. And, you do it behind closed doors. So, he's a leader. He's the best player on the planet.
Yes, he is. Okay, Tags, get back to the game. It's a landslide. Looks like a landslide win for the Astros right now. So thank you very much. We'll catch up with you next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.